We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket, your home for Detroit sports in Lapeer. Lapeer. And the Thumb. And the Gunsmith Show.
It's nice to hear the sports on the radio, though. I got the streaming on my 103.1 app.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely perfect. I walk around the house, it follows me. I put it in my pocket, and I hear the games.
And so, it's fun. Baseball is definitely something that's fun to listen to on the radio. Hockey is as well.
Hockey's exciting because it's – and hockey's a little too boring for me to watch, believe it or not. I don't even like going to hockey games. Uh-huh. I'm always thinking I'm going to get hit with a puck. You know, I'm a big target. I'm going to get hit with a puck. My sister-in-law got hit with a puck
at
Flint General
years
ago. Yeah. She had her head turned, yakking. Whack! Right in the back of the head.
We got the Red Wings coming.
We're going to
be broadcasting the Red Wings here.
It's going to be great to hear. And I'm going to try to get I have some influencers that can get me stuff for Tommy's Heart from the Red Wings.
Oh.
And so I'm going to dig into that a little bit. I got to bring my ties back with Izzo and stuff, too, with State. And I've got all kinds of ties out there from Tommy's Heart. You forget about them. The next year, it's like, that was last year. But, man, I've been able to sit down and have dinner with them guys, and they're just great. And the Lions, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's right. I remember when you did that.
I sat there and messing around with at one golf event, I'm with Calvin Johnson, and we're standing there talking, and Darren McCarty goes flying by in a golf cart and flips the golf cart. D-Mac flipped the golf cart right in front of him, like, he's going to be dead. He caught up. No, I'm all right. Jumped right up, and it's like, hockey players are nuts. The football players, I thought they were mean and nuts.
What is he pretending it was Claude Lemieux?
Man, I'm telling you what, it was. He was like taking them out at the hips. I'm telling you, it was certainly a check. but he missed that turn completely.
Oh man,
he's probably better on skates than he is on a golf cart.
Yeah, but, I imagine.
But I've had lots of fun with those guys over the years. The Tommy's Heart has opened up doors for me like you wouldn't believe to meet people and they see what we're doing and they agree with it and they help us. And so
I got to tell you, here's the thing.
Same with you guys. You know, you guys have stayed near and dear with me.
Well, and this
supporting over the years.
The thing with you, I mean, and we just wrapped up our 11th
roof sit
for the Whaley Foundation.
Yep.
And the people involved in Whaley, the people are just so genuine and down to earth.
Yeah.
They're great people.
Yep.
They care so much about the mission.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
It makes a difference when you've got, and that's why you're irreplaceable, you and Mary and Jacob and so forth with the effort that you put into this. It's yours. It's your passion. You're real. You're genuine. This is why people respond to it. And people like, you know, at these places that you talk about, it shows. Everybody can see it, and it makes a huge difference. And so,
like the brought to you by this segment is Tim Tim McKnight from
Tri
County Roofing
came out.
He's on Roof Sit.
On a Roof Sit, supports Whaley. Loves Thursday those people
Wednesday
too.
Wednesday morning, or was it this morning? Was it Thursday morning?
He was on Wednesday.
Wednesday
for the,
morning, Wednesday morning. So he called me afterwards, and I said, "Oh, I heard you. It was great." So, but anyways,
it was great.
He is great, and he steps up all the time for Tommy's Heart, you know, and he's
big
always
supporter.
Buying lots of Ralph tickets and selling lots of tickets for me. Or doing, remember, I got a picture of him here in the lobby here at the radio station, giving a $5,000 check to me for when he did a combination with radio and his business. Every roof, a percentage he gave to Tommy's Heart. So that saves lives. That bought us like 4 AEDs at the time.
Yeah.
That was pre-Lamar Hamlin, so the prices were down. But anyways, they've gone up since then. But
hey, happy birthday, too, by the way.
Yeah, Tim's birthday was yesterday. So happy birthday, Tim, at Tri-County Roofing. Now, Tri-County Roofing has been a sponsor of the show for a long, long time. They have been a bastion of hope in our corner. How's that?
Yeah.
That you, too, shall have a good roof. Now, and as they say, integrity starts at the top. If you've got a low pitch, flat pitch roof, or any roof for that matter, they can take care of it for you. Get on their list. Call them at 810-732-7740 and have them out. Have them look at your roof. You'll be glad you did. They are here to stay. They've been around since 1971. Last weekend, Dan, I had a joy. I was over to their place for a picnic. It was Tim's father's birthday, his 80th birthday. And I've known Tim's dad longer than I've known Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, his dad, Duff, tells me a long time ago, you need to meet my son, Tim. And jeez, if I paid for that.
Yeah. Anyways, he wrong about that.
No, Duff's a saint, and we're not sure about Tim. But no, he's good Christians, both of them, and hardworking people.
Yeah.
But it was his 80th birthday party, and I sat amongst about 50 people. Tim had cooked like 40 pounds of smoked food, and we just had a blast and laughing and joking and talking, and even.
No, and Tim was probably all pork butt.
It was pork, but it wasn't butt. It was pulled pork, and then he made a meatloaf smoke that was phenomenal. Okay. So all good, all the way around. And we had a blast, and it made me feel like family because I knew everybody there, and they knew me, and it was just wonderful. So I appreciate their friendship. I appreciate their support, and I appreciate them always sponsoring the show. So,
and if you need a roof, they really are. That's who you need to call.
You can link to them right on our website. If you go to our website, which is thegss.com, all of our sponsors are right there. We're going to keep that up and keep those sponsors there because we care about those people, and those are the people that have stood by us over the years, and we're going to stand by them.
So, Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com. You can check them out, check out their work. And
there you go. Now, over the years here on the Gunsmith Show, you've put up with a lot of crap from me. You've put up with a lot of political talk. And this is another one of those years, but I vowed not to talk about politics during this show. So, but one of the things I used to say all the time, and Dan would roll his eyes every time I say it, was guns John wouldn't kick out of bed.
Yeah.
So, and it's an old country music thing, you know. You know, it's kind of like you can eat crackers in my bed anytime, you know. And losing Dolly Parton here recently, and thinking about country music a lot. And so, guns John wouldn't kick out of bed. Is going to kick off with some of the guns we've talked about a lot over the past couple of years that have really caught my eye. And one of them is, I've got about 10, but let's get started with one. The Henry, we'll do a countdown. This will be like the Letterman show.
Uh-huh.
The Henry 300 Blackout lever action. Now, why is this gun so special? Well, a lot of 300 blackouts are semi-automatics. Well, in a lever action, the action is going to stay closed, so it's going to be quiet. Quieter than a semi-automatic where the explosion, you hear the explosion coming out of the action as it flies open.
Mm-hmm.
With a lever action, you keep the action closed, you suppress it, and you've got a 300 blackout. Hits almost exactly like a 30-30, only it's going to be darn near silent. My 300 blackout is the quietest suppressed rifle I shoot. In that Henry 300 blackout, it's beautiful. They make it in all kinds of options. Henry is big on options. You can get it in, you know, different colors, finishes, woods, plastics. But I think they're all threaded. So because the 300 blackout is so good threaded. So if you're going to check out guns this year, I would look at those. Any 300 blackout you're going to be happy with. But this is one to really watch for. Now, more guns John wouldn't kick out of bed. Darn near any 10mm handgun. I'm pretty good at that. But, you know, I really, really love 10mm all the way around. It's a good round. It's a powerful round. I really grew enamored by the Ruger Trapper Series 1894 lever action rifle. Threaded 10mm. What? So now I can put my 45 suppressor on my 10mm rifle and shoot it quietly. So I can deer hunt with my lever action 10mm this year. And it's a 100-yard, so stupidly accurate gun, you wouldn't believe it. Ruger has done a beautiful job with these. Now, it's a Marlin, but it's a Ruger, okay?
Of course.
So it's beautiful all the way around. They have done such a job on these rifles. Satin stainless steel, peep sight, almost a black stock with stainless steel metal. So it's a stunning rifle. I'm very impressed with it. That's one there that is just nuts in my eyes. My Jake keeps looking at me saying, you don't need any more 10 millimeters. It's like, who are you and what have you done with my son? Because I care about what I have. And if I want to, you know, have a 10 millimeter, I'm going to have a 10 millimeter.
If I'm going to have 100 10 millimeters, I'm going to have 100 10 millimeters.
Exactly. Yeah, there we go. Now, I would say the next one is darn near any SBR. the short-barreled rifle craze is truly that, is exactly that. It's a craze. Short-barreled rifles intrigue the daylights out of me.
Is this the acronym segment of the show?
Darn near. We're digging SBRs. Into acronyms. SBRs is part of the acronyms. We do a lot of acronyms. Dan pointed it out to me earlier. He says, is this going to be another acronym show?
Feels like it has to be.
I think every one of our shows is a somewhat acronym show. Seldom do we talk about guns without acronyms.
Right.
So now, I like bullpups, but with bullpups, bullpups are short rifles where the action's back next to your ear, basically, when you're pulling the trigger.
What?
Exactly. That's what I don't like. I've seen too many explosions and problems and guns that go boom and then go really boom. They blow up. So I admire bullpups, but right now my stable is empty of bullpups. I have short-barreled rifles. I have short guns. I have semi-automatic handguns like AR pistols and stuff that are fun, but I keep them at arm's length. You know, they're away from my head a little bit. Well, that's what's nice about SBRs. You might have a full-size buttstock, but then you have you're keeping the length short, like a very short carbine length, but you might only have a 12 or 13 inch barrel sticking out instead of a 16 or 20 inch barrel. So it ends up being a nice short package. So check out SBRs. Everybody's making them. And then you guys have put up with a lot of my wheel gun weekends where we talk about revolvers all weekend long. Those are, you know, pew pews, 5, 6, 7, and 8 shotguns. A lot of fun. And then my lever action weekends, you know, lever action madness, all the things we've done over the years, where once or twice a year we'll spotlight all lever action guns, whether it's Winchester's, Savages, or Henry's, or Rossies. I've seen some beautiful Rossies out there lately. Check them out. You'll be glad. And, of course, the granddaddy, Marlins, as far as I'm concerned.
For lever action.
Now Marlin Rugers. I absolutely love them. Mm-hmm. And so, basically, you know, guns John wouldn't kick out of bed. There's a lot of them. So, strange bedfellows, not so much. It's me and guns. You know, yeah. Just the way
it's a crowded. It's a crowded bed.
It's a silicone gun cloth sheeted bed, so the guns don't, you know, they don't get rusty.
Yeah.
You know, they're well cared for. My sweat doesn't bother them or anything. You know, you know, creepy now.
So last, you're going to have to hear this one.
It's a constantly evolving marketplace. Okay. So get out there and check them out. You know, and next we're going to talk about EDCs, more acronyms.
That was going to be I forgot. Third segment was going to be the acronym.
EDCs.
EDCs. We'll tell you what that is.
Everyday carries.
When we return.
We'll tell you again in a minute.
It's the Gunsmith Show on 103.1 The Ticket. Your home for Detroit sports in Lapeer. Back after this.